Hey, this is DJ Pekkas for Greenlight Radio with Grim and Darling. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, wonderful.
Very well. You look a little hungover. Professional opinion.
Gee, thanks.
Okay, stupidest question on the list. Are you still known as Funny Biz, or are you now known as Grim, or are you Funny Biz working for the project Grim?
I don't know. I'm Jordan.
Okay, hi Jordan.
I don't care. Whatever people want to call me, if they want to call me Funny Biz, if they want to call me Grim, I don't. Whatever.
Because you went by Funny Biz in Glitter Kings, right?
Yeah, totally. Funny Biz has been my rap name since I was rapping.
Stage
so.
Name. And then you've got a bunch of shows coming up. When, where? Tell me all about them.
We got September 5th. With Travelers Music. That's going to be big. I'm sure they'll talk about it too in their interview. That'll be Grim and Darling's debut at the Fox. We haven't played there yet. We got some tour dates coming up, but also we're going to be playing with Whiskey Blanket for a 10-year anniversary at the Fox Theater on November 5th. So we're really looking forward to that too. Some tour dates. We got Fort Collins, Colorado Springs coming up in October. We'll get a more exact list of those from Nancy Drew when she comes up.
And then are you guys on Facebook, or you got a website?
We've got a Reverb Nation page. We've got SoundCloud, so soundcloud.com/grim-darling. Our Twitter is @grimanddarling, spelled out A-N-D. Same with our Facebook.
Awesome. And so this new album, what date does it come out? Or is that still up in the air? And what label is it?
We're under Finale Entertainment, which is Nancy Drew's company that we're kind of starting together, I guess it would be. She just moved back here to Colorado, so she's getting to work for us. We are thinking maybe New Year's, December-ish. I'm not sure. It's really up in the air. We're really not sure what we're going to do. About the album. Whenever it's finished, we'll start thinking about a date.
Awesome.
But this year, hopefully.
And how long have you guys been playing together?
We met at the end of January and played a show 2 days after that. And so it's been less than a year.
That's
seven,
pretty awesome
7 months.
That you could just kind of jump right into it.
Yeah, we had good musical chemistry right off the bat. So it's been.
And then
really
now
nice.
You guys all live together in the same house now?
We're kind of hiding out, yeah. And
and getting
the album done.
And how's that for like the artistic process? Are you guys writing all the
time?
It's
actually awesome.
Glad to get out of the house for once.
To have management and our sound man and talent all under one roof. It's actually been really productive.
Yeah.
And are you guys like working other jobs or just like concentrating on this?
I work as little as I possibly can.
That's the plan for this year is just enough, you know.
Just enough to get by and dedicating all other free time to music. So
yep.
That's awesome.
Anytime I could take 2 weeks in a row off, I'm there.
All right. So how does this new project affect Glitter Kings, Whiskey Blanket Reunion? Like, which one is your band and which one is your side project right now?
Oh man,
that's a brutal question.
Changes every 3 hours in my mind. Like I honestly just love all three projects in completely different ways. Whiskey Blanket has always been my main focus. Obviously I've been in that group for 12 years now. I got it tattooed on my stomach, so it's kind of important. But yeah, like I said, I really like them, all three of them, for different reasons. So I don't think that I have a side project, and I don't think that I can really treat any of them as a side project. You know,
that's awesome.
Those
that's
are
awesome.
Too important.
Speaking
to me.
Of that tattoo, I drove you to get that tattoo
years
ago, decades
right.
ago,
no,
and
I remember that.
Feeling
awesome.
Really hungover. That's probably why you don't remember it. Do you have any of your other projects tattooed on you besides that one?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't.
Plans to get any work
if,
done.
If like. If I had more money, I'd probably have every word I ever wrote down in a rap on me. But I don't have money for tattoos right now. But
heard that. Okay. And then how long have you been playing? I haven't I've heard him lots of times, but you were awesome.
Oh, thank you. I've been at it a lot less time than he has. I started in North Carolina. I'm from here, but I had moved away for several years. And grew up in a musical family, but it was too chicken to, you know, go out and do it. So it's only been a few years. It's been about 3.5 years since I started performing and trying to record some music. And I moved back here last year for music and decided I was going to play live as much as possible. And luckily ran across him, which is exactly what I was looking for. I was specifically looking for a cello playing beatboxer.
Which is about the randomest thing.
Right, it is. It absolutely awesome. Is. I lived in 3 states and I searched many, many times and finally found it.
That's awesome. And then I was going to ask you, have you been in any other projects or mostly solo stuff?
I was in sort of for a minute, I was in a band in Florida. I've tried the band thing a couple times and it's been really difficult for me because what I do, it just doesn't, I get lost in a band and, you know, so it's been hard to find something that gives it, you know, some support and some edge and because I don't want to be a folk singer. It wasn't my idea. You know, I love hip hop music actually, you know, more than anything. So finding the right thing to be a part of was difficult, but I heard it in my head and I knew what I wanted. But other than that, I was like for a short time in a band in Florida and that's it. I collaborate a lot with other artists.
Cool. And then what name do you go by? Like,
Jessa Red would be my, you know, music name.
Okay, awesome. And then I guess we have already covered where to hear your music. I guess, do you guys have Bandcamp or what was your Reverb Nation one more time? Just so people can hear it, check it out.
Is it Grim and Darling? Yeah. Reverb, Twitter, and Facebook are all Grim and Darling spelled out. And then SoundCloud is Grim-Darling.
Yeah, and check out some songs off their new CD on Greenlight Radio. Thanks for stopping by the studios, guys.
Thank you guys very much for having us.